all the things that you mentioned in your neat speech, and it was really relating to me. And I'm very emotional. And thank you for all you did. And you were the star of the show, and you were the real hero. And no matter what people said, and you did very well, and you were the most kindest and the most bravest person on the show. And yeah,
Oh my gosh.
he's
Thank you.
the real witty Letty princess, by the way.
Oh yeah,
wait,
it's not
actually, that's
Christian.
the real witty Letty princess.
Yes, yeah, that,
yeah.
That's like five alts because he keeps getting banned.
Why do you keep getting banned?
I will say
he goes hard.
He does go a little too hard sometimes. R. Kelly, you want to ask Letty some questions?
I guess I'll ask the obligatory, now that you're out of the show, do you have any future plans? Are you planning to take a break? Or is there any type of future endeavors that you were looking to kind of springboard off of this?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I wanted to reply to Woody Lee Princess. I want to say when you were talking, like, I actually got shivers because I'm really glad that I could, like, help someone like that. That is the reason why I did the neat speech, because I knew that there would be people watching who could, like, relate to that, and it's not really like talked about that much, and like, I don't know, people like that are kind of looked down upon in society. Like, people think that they're like lazy or whatever, or they're just like bums and don't want to get a job, and I guess that's true for some of them, but a lot of people, there's like definitely reasons why they're like that. So I'm really glad I could help you with that. And I wanted to actually thank you because, I don't know, I just really, like, appreciate the support and that people could, like relate to me and be, like, entertained and stuff. Like, it makes me really happy. And then to answer the other question for future plans, well, today I've kind of just been doing nothing. Like, I've just been like laying in bed, but I woke up and I was scared that I was on camera and I was like, oh fuck. But then I realized that I wasn't. But I think like maybe I'll make like, I think I'll make like a YouTube or something and stream on YouTube. And then also like, I'm going to be in a world peace sketch. So those are like my current plans.
Speaking of, you said that you had a nightmare last night about Fish Tank. Mm-hmm. Did you want to elaborate what exactly it was?
I don't really remember it, but like usually like, okay, I don't even know if I should say this, like, I don't really like wearing, like, pajamas or whatever when I sleep. So I woke up and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm, like, naked on camera. This is bad. This is bad. And that's kind of what it was about. I was, like, in this, like, weird state where I was, like, half asleep and half awake. And then I just had this, like, sinking feeling until, like, I fully woke up and I realized that I wasn't being watched.
I completely relate. I don't like to wear anything like when I'm sleeping. I could never survive on a reality TV show. And there's like one thing I wanted to say is like the last 3 days were like absolute agony for me. Anybody who is in the Letty Chud group chat knew that every time I was checking in, I was checking in about the bathroom passes. It gave me so much anxiety, and I was like going on and on about like, this is a recipe for UTIs. This is a recipe for UTIs. And like, I like was just having PTSD, like Vietnam flashbacks the last time I got a UTI. It was terrible. Like, I'm sure like I made like everybody in the Letty Chud group chat like just sick of me, like just constantly being like, oh my god, what is the situation, guys? Like, obviously I cared about the points too between you and Josie, but really like most anxiety was like the bathroom pass situation that really stressed me out. So just thought you might want to know that, you know, I was kind of schizo posting about that.
Well, thanks for
the band closetism.
Thanks for caring so much about the bathroom passes. I literally, like, you're talking about UTIs, I said the exact same thing the moment they were introduced. I was talking to Josie and I was like we're gonna get UTIs, and she was like, what's a UTI? And I was like, oh my god. But
that is so lucky. Yeah. To even ask like what is a UTI, like there you've like not experienced a level of hell yet, and like when you experience it, like, oh my god. Just, I don't know. I was in the group chat. I was like typing to people like, oh my god, I hope that, you know, I hope that they're like drinking enough water, and and, you know, what if they're peeing blood at the end of this? And, you know, like, yeah, I was just like, I was just so stressed out about it. So, I even went in, oh dude, I even went in like into this other Twitter space. Cause there are a couple of, you know, there's like another Twitter space that happened every night about Fish Tank. And I went in there and I was trying to explain to them, you know, the urethra in a female is shorter than that in a male, right? And that makes females like so much more likely and susceptible to getting UTIs. So I was trying to explain that to people, and like everybody immediately shut me down. They were all like, no, we don't want to hear it, we don't want to hear it. And I was like, man, like, I like, this is like torture. It's just like 3 days of torture for me, just sympathy. Like, I was like, guys, I think I'm getting a UTI out of sympathy or something. So, yeah.
Was it like the movies when they like go underwater and then you try to like hold your breath for as long as they're underwater?
Yeah, I felt like the phantom pain and stuff. I was like, oh my god, like I feel it. It's like 1,000 knives. Like, yeah. But yeah, that's enough about like my weird anxieties. I'll give it over to Starman over here.
But I definitely, like, yeah, I definitely like understand that, because my biggest anxiety also wasn't even about the challenge. It was about the bathroom tickets. And like, I was saying that like all the time. Like, I was like telling Jet that I was like, I'm more worried about the bathroom passes than anything, because I have to pee like all the time. So I was like trying to not drink water and like just like forget about my pee or whatever. But I think like the reason they did that also is because like the production team is all guys, so I don't think the thought of a UTI even like crossed their minds. Like, I don't know if they
know. I don't think
what
so
a UTI is.
I think you're right. Yeah, because the, you know, like, it's one of those things that, like, I think women, after you reach a certain age, even before you reach a certain age, I think, you know, women are just so much more susceptible to UTIs because our urethras are so much shorter. And it's like, you sneeze the wrong way, you can get like a UTI, essentially, for some people at least. So yeah, I think you're right. I think like the production team, since it's all dudes, they probably didn't even think about that. And that's probably like the one, I don't know if there are that many other female viewers, but I know that like for me, like that was like such a huge deal. I was just so much more worried about that than the actual challenges. But you did really well despite that, I will say. You did, you fucking killed it, honestly. So yeah.
Thanks. Think about that.
Starman.
Yeah.
Sorry for my
rant. You're good. I just wanted to ask her a question about how she played the game, and specifically when it comes to gaslighting. It felt like a lot of times you were trying to portray an image. Like, for example, you would ask Vance to open up things that it seemed pretty clear you could open up, or you would continue with stories from production. Like, for example, Josie's intervention. You knew that was bullshit, but one-on-one with people, you would talk about it like it's real, to keep that I don't want to say ditzy image, but like, you know, that you were pie in the sky and didn't know what was going on. Was that planned?
So the talking about Josie's intervention, yeah, like, and like the other like bits, like everyone would try to like keep them going. So that is what I was doing. Asking Vince to open things for me, yeah, obviously, like, I could open them on my own, but also, I'm, like, really lazy, and I thought it was really funny that every time I asked him to open something, he would do it. Like, he never said no.
Yeah, that's exactly what so we saw.
Like, I wanted to see how far it would go. Is he just going to open everything for me? And he did.
Pretty funny. It was very impressive to watch you hold Josie to a stalemate for like 10 minutes straight with your weak arm and then beat her with your strong arm in probably like under 5 seconds. So that kind of confirmed. Yeah,
I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. Like, I don't know how I did that because she definitely is stronger than me and like punches harder than me. So like, I don't know how I did that, like, for real.
You competing against her in physical challenge is like a 5'9" man competing against a 6'4" man. So you should be proud of yourself.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really hard, especially the foot hopping one. Like, we had to hop on one foot. My leg was burning. Like, I couldn't even feel my leg. It was just like on fire. And I was just like, okay, just keep going. Just keep going.
I did want to ask, like, how is it true that you're 5'5"?
Yeah, it's true.
Dude, you look like, you know, I don't know, like, everybody in that house must be like super tall then, because like, you look so tiny like in comparison to everybody.
Well, I think it's also like, because I'm small, like, I'm kind of skinny, so that's probably why I look smaller. Because I think, like, Sylvia was, like, shorter than me, so.
Oh, really? Let's see. Letty Chat, go ahead.
I've got a couple of things. First, I just wanted to start off with, I didn't actually take out a loan. I have to keep reiterating that because people believe it still.
Really? Why didn't you?
I should have, I know. Just wanted to reiterate that, but there's actually one really important thing I wanted. I thought about what would I say to you once you got out, and it's basically this. When the show started, I was a Letty hater. I probably hated you for the same reason a lot of these Letty haters hated you. And it was I speak for a lot of Letty fans right now when I say the camping arc changed everything. Like, everybody saw that and said, I dislike bullies more than I dislike Letty. And then because we were able to see, like, okay, these people are just bullying her, then I started realizing, like, actually, Letty's pretty fucking cool. She's funny as shit. So a lot of people feel that way. A lot of fans actually thought the camping challenge was really boring. And it was one of the greatest turning points for your story arc.
Wow. I actually did not know that it was the camping thing that made people like me. But that's where, like, I feel like things really came to a head. Action, like, made me be the leader, right? So, and, like, obviously that would turn everyone against me because they were already talking about me behind my back. So I think they were just trying to, like, build tension and, like, make things happen by doing that. And it worked. Like, everyone was, like, laughing at me and stuff. I mean, yeah. Maybe it's a good thing I got bullied.
Well, the main part was when you came out of the porta potty and you actually confronted everybody and you were like, I know you all just want to vote me out and you're talking shit about me. That was when I realized, like, okay, these people are just being assholes and they're like being buddy buddy. And no one actually wanted to see anyone be friends. And I think that's kind of like what definitely turned me. I was like, man, fuck these people. And then when you called Sylvia a bitch and they turned off the protection for Sylvia right after she started saying, bro, just listen to the TTS. That they literally turned off they stopped because they were stopping a lot of fat stuff coming through for Sylvia. And as soon as she said that about you, they let everything come through and she had a complete meltdown. And it was like the greatest when she was getting mad at you for the TTS. Like, I was in tears laughing at this shit. It was the best day on the show by far.
Yeah, I mean, I actually felt bad for her when all those TTSs came through, because, like, I thought I did think, like, going too far and stuff, like, I don't know. Like, I thought the ones for me were, like, horrible, too. Like, I don't know how people can be so awful and, like, pay money to do that. But, yeah, I did think it was funny when I just listened to the TTS, everyone, like, hates you, when it was clear that, like, TTS was just, like, I don't know, just, like, calling me ugly and stuff like that.
Let's see, Eric Andreoli.
Hey guys, Letty, just want to say congratulations. You definitely deserved something at the end, and I'm really glad that you got what you deserved. A lot of the same feelings as Letty, Chad. I wasn't the biggest fan of you to start, but your ability to endure and your ability to laugh at yourself was a big factor in me, like, changing and appreciating you more, especially towards the end. I was just curious, talk a little bit about you and your beef with Sylvia. Like, how much tension was there, and how serious did it get?
Okay, so honestly, the beef... Okay, wait, first I want to say thank you. Like, I honestly, I don't even feel like this is real. Like, it's so crazy. I've been, like, so overwhelmed all day because of all, like, the attention I've been getting. Because, like, I didn't use social media really before this except, like, to talk to my friends on Discord, right? So, it's, like, really insane to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a lot. But the beef with Sylvia. So, to me, it was actually kind of funny because I didn't know why she hated me so much. Like, I didn't even, like, hate her or anything. But I think, like, she just, like, started hating me or, like, behind my back or something. And then I did think, like, it was funny, like, how mad she would get at me, because, like, I wouldn't even have to do anything and she would get mad. But like, I don't know, like, I don't even really, like, care about that kind of stuff. Like, to me, it was just, like, kind of funny, and it wasn't even, like, personal or anything. Like, I know she said personal stuff about me, like, that, like, like, I never worked or, like, stuff like that. But I couldn't really take it seriously. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't wish, like, anything bad for her. Like, I want, like, the best for her and everything. Even if she was, like, well, she was being a bitch to me because she knew she could, and, like, everyone else in the house was against me already. So... yeah.
So we have a lot of people who are requesting to speak. So I'm going to try and get through everybody, guys. So just be patient with me. Let's go to Full Metal next.
Hey, Letty. Love the show. Everything was great. There were literally times, I said this earlier before you joined, that's watching it, I was getting, like, secondhand, like, freaking out, and it's like I had to turn it off sometimes. And now it's like, today it's weird not opening up that tab on my computer and going to Fish Tank. It's like, it's almost like a memory muscle reflex at this point. I thought you were saying something. Anyways, I just think a really cool moment was the night after He Who Shall Not Be Named left, and then the downstairs cameras were turned off, and then you guys had that late night karaoke session in bedroom 4. I think that was, like, a really good...
Is anyone talking right now?
You might be getting... Yeah, we're still here. You might be getting rugged from the hotel Wi-Fi. Maybe try, like... Are you...
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Well,
can you hear me now? Okay.
I think it might be just towards Full Metal.
Okay. Yeah, that's all
I
just wanted to say.
Yeah, I can't hear, like, Full Metal.
Yeah, we might have to move on. Sorry, no. Man.
Okay, so that's,
yeah,
that's
Full
fine.
Metal, if you want to like, leave and rejoin, I'll try to get you in. Let's move to C Vatic next.
Hey, am I audible?
You are to me. Letty, can you hear C Vatic?
No, wait. Let me leave and then rejoin.
Yeah, this might be on her side.
Yeah, she's on hotel Wi-Fi as well, so she might be getting rugged. So as soon as she's back in, I'll give her speaker. Wow, a lot of people in here, guys. Welcome. Let's see here. What a night, huh? I wasn't expecting this to oh wow, there are a lot of requests to speak. I was not expecting so many people to jump in here. I'm very happy though. Here she is. Let's put her back in. Hello?
Hello. Letty, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you guys now. Literally, okay, tomorrow or whenever, I'll buy the better Wi-Fi because I'm just on the free one right now.
All good. C. Vadic wanted to talk to Letty, I believe.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, well, I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm everyone's favorite grifter, photographer, following Fish Tank. I did a photo shoot with John when he got out, and I'd love to offer you the same kind of thing. Take some portraits, maybe give some stuff that has to do with Fish Tank, maybe just some stuff for whatever future, you know, streaming or not career you want to have. I think it'd be really fun. I've also been talking to Chris, Airsoft Batty. Maybe we could even do one with you guys together for some shots. I know a lot of people were making references to Slave Letty and Java and all that stuff. I think it'd be really fun and funny. And you definitely seem like someone who can be a living meme, who can make fun of themselves and, you know, have fun. I think it'd be really cool. So, yeah, just wanted to offer that to you.
Yeah, I would totally do that. We could do one of me, like, holding Chris like a baby or something.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm 100% vouch for C. Vadic too. C. Vadic is like pretty well known and has a pretty good reputation. So
okay, and yeah, sure, I was little worried about like photo shoot stuff because I know some people are like kind of weird about that. But if you just want for John and like he said it was good, then it's really fine.
Yes, you're gonna see nudity on my page. That is not what I have planned. It's like one of those things that as soon as you take a few nude photos, you're a nude photographer. Mostly I enjoy just taking portraits, and that's what I'm interested in doing. Okay. You can reach out to me on here or on Instagram, wherever. And Jet can vouch for me too. He vouched for me with, John.
Okay. That would be super cool. And like, my friend is coming tomorrow too. My friend from North Carolina is coming to hang out with me. So I could bring her.
Awesome. Yeah, let's talk in the DMs and figure it out.
Okay, cool.
Next up is Samantha. Samantha wanted to talk to Letty.
Hi there. Am I rugged? Am I good? Am I solid?
Sound good to me.
Yeah, okay. I can hear you.
Perfect. Letty, I just wanted to say that your transition throughout the competition was really impressive. Like, you were able to dish the heat and take it too. And I wasn't mad when they did the first finale fake out. You brought the most content to the house at the risk of your reputation. And there's going to be a lot of people giving you grief for the character you played, but it's just really indicative of how much you impacted the audience in your time there. And thank you for doing so. I mean, Fish Tank season one, it wouldn't have been the same without you at all. Like, you won me over personally with your little Katawa shoujo reference, and I've been a low-key Letty self Letty Chud ever since.
Well, thank you so much. That yeah, I was like, the role was like thrusted onto me early on, and I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it. I did it, and I'm really happy about that. I do like how I have a lot of, like, haters, because it probably means I'm doing something right. And, like, I appreciate all the support and the love, too. With the fake-out finale, I feel really bad about that, because when I got out, I, like, called my parents, and they were like, oh, we thought you won the show at one point, and we were celebrating. And I was like, oh, no, like, I didn't even think about that. I just wanted to, like, troll people. But I'm not, like, worried about, like, my reputation or anything. Also, because at the end of the show, like, J Jet and Sam like vouched for me, and in like the basement, like pretty much while the show was like ongoing, they were just like I don't know, they're like just thanked me for being a part of it and said that I was like involved in the most plot lines and that I was like the most entertaining and stuff. So I was like really happy about that, and that like made me want to keep going and like being entertaining and doing stuff.
That's definitely true. And like one thing I would like definitely give to you is all haters are just a different type of fan, right? Like they may be hate watching you, but they are like their own, they're kind of like an antsy fan, right? So in a way, like you may have like the most fans out of anybody with that kind of metric, you know? Let's see.
I actually wanted to say on that note, like I think you brought the most passion to people, Letty, whether that was like negative or positive passion. And I think that's what brought like the most content to the show. Like you were certainly a content machine. I just want to applaud you for that.
Thank you. That's what I said about like haters too. I said this on the show, but I was talking about like how any good art, like anything that goes like viral or any like art piece, it's good when it gets a reaction out of people, whether that's negative or positive. Like for example, if you look at like a shitty like landscape painting, you'll just be like, oh, like that's nice, and you'll move on. But if you see something that like you really hate and it gets a reaction out of you, then I think like it's definitely like way more impactful and way more real than just some like bland like milquetoast thing.
Oh, 100%. Like I've gotten a lot of hate for the kind of art I do. Like people gave John hate after he worked with me because they called me a quote Jewish porn peddler because I had taken pictures of people naked. You know, the internet's wild, but you know, if what you're doing invokes a reaction out of people, I think you're doing the right thing. Like that's the way to do it.
Are you Jewish?
I actually am a Ukrainian Jew, and that is not a joke.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Meme all you want.
Letty, you have something in common with them.
Nice.
I'm not, like, religious or anything, but, yeah, like, in terms of family history.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I was just busting your balls. But what were you saying about getting, like, hate for your art and stuff? Oh, yeah, I wanted to say... there was this one like college course or whatever. I don't remember what this was called. Like I'm just going off the top of my head, and I read this years ago, but they basically taught a class about like virality and like what kind of videos go viral. And like at the end of the class, the students had to make a video and have it go viral. And like, it has to like play with people's emotions. Right. And the video that actually ended up going the most viral was one that people were like disgusted at and like angry at. So like they purposely made it to provoke people, and it worked, and it was like the most famous one. So yeah, I don't know, I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, that's so true. We can get in a whole discussion about that, but I don't want to like you know, mess up the space or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through. I see a lot of hands raised and a lot of people have requested to speak. So I'm just trying to go through people who haven't spoken yet. And I apologize if I'm missing anybody. Next, let's go to Eldrick.
Hey, I just wanted to say, just the fact that you were being dogpiled on and you just didn't give a fuck was one of the main reasons I started supporting you. I just think it just showed a lot of strength that you could just deal with this stuff. And one of my favorite moments was when you walked into the room and you were like, why is everybody so quiet? And everybody was just giving you the death stare. And it was just like, yeah, it was just very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I thank you. At a certain point, it does just become like, funny and like whatever. Because it's like, why can't someone just say something? Like, you're all going to talk about me when I'm out of the room. And then when I come in, you're not going to say anything. Like my friend told me, I called my friend. He told me that when I wasn't in the room, they were either silent or talking about me, which I don't know if that's true, but I thought that was really funny.
That is so based.
Yeah, it was a Chad moment. And yeah, especially Sylvia, she was always trying to get them. She was like, she's one of those typical girls that likes to gossip and likes to get everybody against one other person, which is, yeah, well, it is what it is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like, has Sylvia said anything about me since getting out?
She's not been, I don't know if she's like, I think she's still a bit like holding a grudge, maybe a little bit from what I've seen.
Okay, because I don't.
But like, I'm not too sure because I haven't really looked her account that much.
Yeah, I don't want to like hate on her or anything. Like, that's all just show stuff to me, which is why I followed her and stuff. But she didn't follow me back, so maybe she is still mad about the stuff on the show.
I think that yeah, it's I admire that. Oh, I'm echoing. Eldritch, I'm echoing through you.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I do admire that. You know, you have a really good, really, really good attitude about this stuff. And despite other people taking things really personally, you just, you kind of like go with the flow and you know that this is all for the show and for the game.
Yeah.
Screen. Looks like he wants to say something. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Letty, if you wanted to say something.
Yeah. I just wanted to say like the thing that actually hurt my feelings was coming out of here and seeing like Vance talking about me and how he said that he made up that I was just like a little sister to him, because I thought that like we were actually having genuine moments. And like when I said like positive things to people like that, like I was actually being genuine and I meant them. So like, I don't know how you could say something like that and not mean it. Like, I know I did like bad things for the show or whatever, like to fuck with people, but when I was like being like, when I was saying good things to people, like I was being genuine and sincere.
I could definitely feel that, and I think a lot of people felt the way that you did when Vance came out and started saying what he did. A lot of people empathized with you and you know, were on your side. Screen.
Yeah, I don't want to dogpile on the drama, but I don't think there's a single fish that said anything really positive about you. They were all Josie team pretty immediately when they left. Not to start anything, I just wanted to say that.
I don't know. But Lance was on Letty's team, and even Simon said nice things about Letty. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Those for sure. I mean, sort of the main fish. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I am kind of starting shit right now, but I don't. I would say the main fish in the tank, that the contestants, they pretty much were Team Josie immediately after leaving, and yeah, the same. Like, it seemed like a lot of the fish weren't really in support of you, Letty.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I get that. Also, it is popular to be Team Josie, so I don't, like, I'm not offended by them, like, wanting Josie to win, you know? But also, are
you... The silent majority stands with you.
Thank you.
But yeah, this is Screen Door, a.k.a. Black Mamba. I won a lot of money on Pepe coin, so I bought like a bunch of TTSs and was just like, I was glued to his fish tank. So I was saying a lot of stuff on fish tank. But yeah, I think this is Black Mamba, and that was TTSing you mainly on the part where they took your book. I was like TTSing so much, being like, yo, fuck this shit up, dude. I was like, F these guys, bad girls, but let's go. So I was really happy to see that happen.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I feel like, I know that the show is supposed to be like parasocial, but I feel like I formed a parasocial relationship with you guys because, like, Black Mamba, I feel like you're my friend because of all the TTS stuff you sent me.
Like, no, it's definitely, oh, sorry, continue. I'm cutting you off.
Oh, I was just saying that, like, every time you would send one and, like, say it was you, I'd be like, oh, it's Black Mamba again.
Yeah, it was definitely like a parasocial. The whole project was cool because it felt like sort of a critique on the Twitch thing. So it was really cool to see Jason Goldstriker and Sam kind of come in and pop in and remind everyone how insane this is, how we're just wasting our lives. But it was also really fun because there's a whole story and narrative to it.
Yeah, I mean, I get watching it because I don't think he actually meant that you're wasting your lives, because he definitely thought that it was like a great piece of art that is going to live on, because it is something that like hasn't been done before. So
yeah, I just have one question though. Is the is the Betty Letty podcast thing, like, is that a real thing? Is that going to happen?
You know, I don't know if I'll have a whole podcast with her. Like, we'll probably like make some content, like some videos or something, but like a long-term podcast, I don't think I would do it with Betty. I was already talking like to my friends before I came here about doing a podcast with them, so it would probably be with them.
Cool. Yeah, if you need someone to talk more shit about Fish Tank, hit me up. I would definitely talk shit on everything that's happened. That'd be cool. But yeah, no, it was cool. It's Fish Tank is awesome, and yeah, it was great.
But Letty Chat.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool too.
I thought it was a really good use of like meta irony, kind of like when you start using the word dope in seventh grade and then you're still using it in 2023. That's a personal story of mine.
Yeah, I mean, I say epic a lot, and that started as like ironic.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, or heck yeah, or I don't know. Sorry. Chat, go ahead.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm actually glad you guys are talking about Letty's haters. Letty, it really shows like your sweet character, because you think that these people were your friends, and I think some of them were. Vance certainly isn't, and I'm glad we brought up Betty, because she's an evil, like, nasty woman, the stuff she's been saying. And when you were saying that you would hang out with her, I was just like, this woman literally just can't be, she's not actually mean at all, because Betty is nasty. I broke Betty. She's just a nasty witch. And I wouldn't worry too much about Vance. Like I said, Vance is cucked by his girlfriend, who's very jealous of you. So that's why he's saying the things he's saying. Sylvia is just a fat, ugly, like, retard who can't get over her own personal issues. Has nothing to do with you. She probably acts that way towards every single woman in her proximity because everyone looks better than she does. And for your just in general haters, the reason that they hate you is because you remind them of the girl that rejects them. They bullied you by proxy, and that's like the main focus. I hate that I'm agreeing with that, because I'm generally a very right-wing person who disagrees with feminism completely, but I can put that aside and I can see that this is what these people are doing. And they're actually really stupid people, because the whole reason I made up the whole $8,000 loan thing is because they're so gullible to believe anything about you or anything about your fans that they hate, that they'll believe any bullshit lie. They're very stupid, low IQ retards, and I really wouldn't worry about it. You got a lot of fans who support you, and I think you're going to do really well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I definitely think that a lot of my haters, like, I agree with you on that they're gullible and they'll believe anything, because I've seen, like, I would get TTSs saying, like, oh, she's the kind of girl who would, like, go into a manic episode and drown her baby, or, like, she's the kind of girl who would get sexual pleasure out of torturing a dog. And I was like, what the fuck? Who do you think I am? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, you only eat the dogs. You got to clarify that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I need to change this name. But, okay, the reason I haven't changed it yet is because I don't have the edit profile thing. When I click it, it just says set up profile. And then I have to put a profile picture. And I don't even know what I want to put as my profile picture. So, I don't know. If you guys have any suggestions, like, because you've seen like probably fan art and stuff and like good screenshots, you can send them to me.
We'll take one.
I want to say one more thing. Ty is in the chat. You probably want to see if he wants to get up here and speak. I think that'd be very interesting because he's actually been kind of defending you.
I usually let people like request to speak. Sometimes people just want to come in and like chill and they don't want to like have any attention drawn to them. So if he wants to speak, he can always, click the request thing. Letty, you do have a lot of defenders. You have a lot of people who will, no pun intended, white knight for you. I think you'll be doing well. Let's see. Danny J. Bauer. Why don't you go ahead?
Yo, can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. Also, I want to say hi, Simon/Ty. Anyway, yeah, keep going now.
So I watched this with my brother, and he said when it was like 6-1 and everyone was piling on you, he said, that's just not going to be a good strategy because no one wants to see one person get piled on. And, over time, basically you took them out one by one. And, I thought that was a really good plot of the show. And I'm glad you at least came in second and won a little bit of money.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I thought it was funny how everyone was leaving one by one and TTS was like another vanquished foe. I kind of adopted that. I was like, yes, another vanquished foe for me. They just keep melting down and leaving.
Young and Breezy.
Hey, buddy. At one night, you tried to send a message to a person named Gabriel Pig or Gable Pig. Who exactly is that? I tried to track them down and send them a message, but I couldn't find them at all.
Ginkgo Pig is just my friend back home, and that was like a catchphrase that we used to know that like who we were talking to, so that like no one else would really know. It was kind of like an inside thing, so that's not like a public like name or anything, yeah,
that makes some sense.
It's just like my friend back home and they saw the message, so it's all good.
All right, great. Glad they got it. Thank you.
I'll go back to R. Kelly.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I know Letty, we talked about virality, and I think somebody here ran a script on the main website. And they actually said that throughout the whole entirety of the show, you were the number one mentioned person. And anytime that you were anybody else was mentioned, it was with your name. So I think it kind of shows volume to like how impactful you were to the show. But I also wanted to say that as a fellow Letty Chud, I guess the whole group as a whole was just very confused because you seemed to be the only person willing to play the game in a competition, while everybody else was kind of just trying to be friends. How do you feel about that? And did you think that you would have done anything different going back to what you did throughout the show?
I don't know. I think people would have hated me regardless. I think what really started it was that Damiel had a huge hold on the house, and he started disliking me when he left the house and he saw like that I just said like that I didn't like that he used the word females and stuff like that. Like, I think that was the reason, because he said that I was talking like mad shit about him ever since I came in the house. But I just said like a few things and I didn't think they were really that bad. But then when he came back, he started going after me with like passion. And then that's when I think like everyone kind of just like went to his side and agreed with him. Maybe because he was like more relatable or something, or just because singling someone out is a good way for a group of people to feel closer to each other. So people could just be like saving their own asses by doing that.
I wanted to mention also, your profile on the website says that you're against toxic masculinity, but then I thought was pretty funny where, if you look at the people you took out, they were all men. Just thought it was funny.
I actually didn't know what my profile says. I haven't looked at it. It says that. I don't think I've like said toxic masculinity since like 2017. That's actually really funny. No, I think that's kind of like a buzzword and kind of cringe to say. I would never say that.
Can I say one thing? I think that proves that they were setting you up to be the heel if they wrote your profile for you.
Yeah, I think they certainly like embellished everyone's profile a little bit to give them a certain character mold.
Well, in my interview, I did say that my pet peeve was men, but also I was just trying to like get on the show. But so I was like trying to like play up my personality. Like the feminism thing isn't like a bit or anything. I actually love women. But I thought it was funny how the men in the show were like weaker than the women, but maybe that's because the men weren't sending their best to the show.
Trevor?
Shots fired.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I was the one who sent the TTS telling Sylvia to tell you about what she did with your clothes from the bathroom. And that I also wanted to let you know that she actually wiped her ass with your clothes before she threw them out. And anyway, the chaos that the whole night, like, it kind of like shifted the whole tone of the night, which was really entertaining. And I felt like it was kind of a bit of a turning point in the show because you, you were just really on fire that night. So I would want to ask like what you remember about that and how you felt about it.
I do remember that TTS coming through and to me, like, I was wondering where my clothes went, so I was like, Sylvia, is that true? And like I got over it pretty quickly because I was just like whatever, but then I thought it would be fun to like, I don't know, like get into a fight, like to make the show more entertaining and just like you know, just for the fun of it, especially because she did actually do that with my clothes, so I didn't feel like I was in the wrong with that one. And also, why would people talk shit about me doing pee and poop stuff when she wiped her ass on my clothes? I didn't even know about that, but that's crazy.
True. Next up, Errol Bear.
So I'm going back to Daniel. Wait, can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going back to Daniel, like that night where he had the meltdown and left, what was going through your head? Like, were you actually scared? Did you know it was a bit?
That wasn't a bit. That was like real. And like I actually like did feel a little scared because he seemed like, I don't know, he just seemed really like unpredictable. So yeah. I did get scared. Like I knew that I was like okay in the room, but like I didn't want to leave the room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I defended you really hard that night. Like I got so much hate on Twitter because okay, thank you.
Well, I don't know why you would get hate, like, I didn't even do anything that day, and he freaked out at me.
Oh, I know. People all over Twitter were like, you deserved it for everything you've done. Like, at that time, I don't think you really did anything. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know. It was Lance that took the stuff, and then when Damiel knew that Lance had done it, he didn't, like, say anything to Lance because he was like, oh, he would beat me up. Like, He literally said that, so I was like, okay, well, but you're okay, like, saying all this stuff to me?
Apparently he said it was a bit in one of the other spaces that he was in, though.
I don't know that I believe it was a bit. I think that's him trying to, like, kind of cover his tracks.
I kind of agree. I had to stop watching for a little bit after that day. That kind of messed me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was legit scary, even for me. Me and my boyfriend were watching, and it was just, I think a lot of people, actually, a lot of even men that I talked to watched that, and they were like, wow, that was really, like, that was something.
I just want to say one more thing really, really quickly. Josie did go in the confessional and really defended you there. Like, I don't think she can really handle talking to people like that face to face.
Well, what did she say about being the confessional?
I don't think she ever said anything bad about you. She said that Daniel was doing, that Daniel went way too far and that she really doesn't like what he did there. I could probably send you the link to it. I got a video somewhere.
Okay. Well, I don't like, I mean, I like Josie. I don't like dislike her or anything. I actually don't really have any like hard feelings towards anyone on the show. Obviously those moments were fucked up and it definitely was not a bit, like it 100% was not a bit. So yeah.
I wouldn't take it as a bit either, to be honest. So you're good.
Just a reminder to people who are in the space, I know that people are requesting, so when I approve your request, still remember to raise your hand in the space, so I know to call on you, because I'm dealing with a lot of requests here and a lot of hands, so just help me out and put your hand up. Supreme Letty, go ahead. Supreme Letty person? Hello?
I'm not hearing anything either.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything either. I think we have to go to somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Starman real quick while I go through the requests again.
Okay. I just wanted to piggyback on a couple points that we've been making over like the last hour. Regarding the content, mm-hmm. I think we're understating it a little bit. The show falls off a cliff without Letty after John leaves completely. There's no fish tank after that. Regarding her being the villain, I don't think a lot of us think that she's the villain. Most of us see her as the anti-hero. Those people pushed her to that point and they deserved everything they got. That's just my opinion. Regarding her haters, I think it's a lot of projection. Most of her haters are neets that are in the rut that she was in, and you know and that's the way that they're dealing with it. And Trevor kind of took my question regarding the night that you got completely sloshed and were like a total electric factory. There was like a 5-minute span where you roasted Sylvia, completely emasculated Vance, and then sent Josie to bed like she was a small child. It was possibly the greatest night of the entire show. So what do you really remember from that?
Oh, I don't even remember that. I just remember that I was like in like trickster mode. Like I was purposely trying to like fuck with people for the show. I was having fun doing it because of like all the stuff that I'd received from them in the past.
Oh yeah.
And like I knew like I don't know, they, like, I was trying to see if they would actually say anything back to me, because they'd been talking about me behind my back, but they wouldn't say anything, like, to my face, so, that's kind of what I was doing, but honestly, I don't even really remember that part of the night, I just, like, I don't know, that was the night, like, Frank left, right? I remember being in the washroom that night, that was pretty bad.
Regarding Frank, I'm glad you brought that up. How did that turn the game for you? Because it felt like after you guys had that hour-long conversation, it kind of unlocked something in you. You obviously had started leveling up during the camping trip, specifically the night of the rap battle. I don't think your stock ever dropped after that. It just kept going up. But something seemed to unlock in you after you spoke to Frank. You guys had a real heart-to-heart conversation, and it just seemed like that gave you a lot more confidence.
Yeah, it definitely did, because I felt like he was being real with me. And I don't really know if anyone like had been that real with me up until that point. I was really glad to have someone that was actually like gonna work with me. And yeah, I did get inspired by him to like be more villainous, because I saw like what he was doing and how he wasn't afraid to like do anything for content. Like he wasn't afraid to like step on people's toes, because like obviously he is also just playing a character. So I thought like, okay, I can really like go all out with what I'm doing too, and like not be scared to do that.
Awesome.
Let's see. R. Kelly Innocence.
Yep. I did have one question, but prior to even going on the tank, you had mentioned that you're trying really hard to get in there. What did you know going into the tank before coming in? And I think there were a couple times that I felt you seemed like you were like kind of second guessing your villainous arc. It seemed like you were very quiet in some stances in which like, you know, big things were happening. Was there any time that you were kind of like regretting things that you did?
Okay, so yes, actually, because, you know, it's hard to believe, but I do actually have a conscience. So I did, like, when I see people, like, get upset at stuff, I would feel guilty and, like, bad about, things that I did. Like, I knew it was just for the game, but I would still feel bad after it. And, I'll admit that TTS did get in my head sometimes, because it's hard, like, being pretty much like isolated from everyone in the house, because they're all talking about you and getting hate from them, and at the same time getting like so much hate from TTS that it would like it would get in my head, and I'd start thinking like, wait, like what if like everything they're saying is real? And then like I would think about my actions and I was like, oh my god, like but then I would like I would talk to the producers in the basement, and they would like you know, encourage me and like reassure me that everything was okay. And they would like tell me that like I'm strong for going through all of that, and that like really really helped me. Like the production really helped me. And to answer your first question, what I knew about the show, so I actually didn't like really want to be on it. I thought, from like my interview, I just thought, oh, I'm gonna like play it up as much as possible, like play up my character as much as possible, and then see if they have me on, because it would be like really funny if they told me that I could go on the show. I never expected them to, but what I knew about it was like someone posted a link to the tweet that Sam made that they're looking for women contestants to replace one that dropped out. So someone posted that in like a Discord server I was in, and then I was like, haha, this is funny. I'm gonna like, I was in like a call, and I was like, I'm gonna email them right now and say that I'm a woman. And then I did, and then they replied to me like 2 days later, and I was like, oh shit. And then they interviewed me, and I was like so nervous for that, but I was still not really taking it seriously. Like it wasn't real to me. And then when I did get accepted, it took so long of like me thinking that like I said no to Jet on the Friday before the show. I was like, no, I can't do this. I'm not coming. And then on the Saturday, like the show started on like a Tuesday, I think. But on the Saturday, I went to the psychic. Because I did like, it was really like a difficult decision, because I did want to go, but like I was really, really scared. And that's why I said no. And I needed something to push me to go there. And that was why I went to the psychic, was so I would have like a push and be like, okay, like you got to do this. What I knew about it beforehand was actually, I didn't really know much about it. I did used to like watch Sam Hyde stuff, maybe in like 2016 or 2017. I liked watching his skits on YouTube and like world peace and stuff, but I hadn't really followed that for a few years, so I didn't know, like, who Jet was or anything. I only knew who Sam was. Oh, I watched the iDubbbz thing, too, but, yeah, I wasn't, like, a super fan or anything like that. I just thought, like, it would be really funny. When I knew that, like, they wanted me to go on the show, I started researching it more, and I was, like, reading, like, random, like, threads about it and, like, watching every clip of it. And, like, I found the original pitch of it, which was, like, the Hell House pitch. So I did kind of know what was going to happen, and I thought it would be worse because my friends knew what was going to happen, too. And they were saying that, like, oh, they're, like, they're going to force you to eat shit on camera, and they're going to, like, make, like, they don't give a fuck about you. They're going to fuck with you as hard as they can, which is kind of what happens, but not to, like, that extent. And they weren't, like, I think they are actually, like, pretty nice people because you could tell, like, they weren't, like, sleazy, like, Hollywood producers, and they care about us, like, even, like, after the show.
Going back to the research you did, there's a theory going around saying that you're a plant, because you seem to know a little bit more than every other contestant. In addition, people were saying that you might have known more info about the contestants. Is that true?
That's actually not true. I wasn't a plant. And I think that Sylvia and Vance were actually, like, huge MDE fans. I didn't, like, I hadn't followed that in, like years. Like, I did when I was, like, younger, but not really that much anymore. I don't know, what info did I know about the other contestants that wasn't shared?
I think at one point, yeah, you mentioned to Josie if she liked to draw Guro. And that was something that people kind of mined out of a lot of her Tumblr stuff. So I think that's what kind of clued people in.
So that, I asked her that because I saw her drawings and they were very like she was drawing like cute stuff, but it was one of her drawings that she made, which was like a woman going like, please marry me. But she looked all like fucked up and she had like really like skinny arms and like, her joints were sticking out and her face was like really terrifying. And that's why I thought that. I was like, oh, if she likes drawing like edgy stuff like that, maybe she likes drawing like even edgier stuff. And like we talked about some like manga artists that like draw stuff like that too. So that's why I thought that. I had like a friend before too who was interested in that. So that's why I thought that.
Okay, so I do want to move forward to some more speakers here. And guys, remember to keep requesting and keep your hands up and stuff. I'm trying to, this is a lot of people, and I'm doing my best here. Sog Frog, go ahead. Sog Frog?
All right. Letty? Yeah, sorry. First time in a Twitter space, couldn't really figure it out. So Letty, you like completely mogging Chris was like my favorite fucking shit. When you told him that he was gonna be bedridden, he took that really personally.
Just a quick interjection here. I don't know if you somebody said I should give you a heads up just to be cautious of any NDA breach or anything like that. Because we've had before, like producers come in and be like, "Oh, you know, they can't answer these questions." So just be like cautious of that, Letty. Sorry, go ahead, Song Frog.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. But yeah, you like mogging Chris all the time was some of my favorite shit. When you told him that he was gonna be bedridden, and he took that really personally, I thought that was really funny. Just wanted to ask you if you ever kind of noticed how the other contestants on the show weren't kind of getting nearly as fucked with as you were, and like maybe how you felt about that.
Oh no, I definitely noticed that. Also, thank you for the compliment. But yeah, I definitely noticed that people weren't getting fucked with as hard as I was. I don't know. Like, I guess they just thought that, like, I could take it better than other people could. Because, like, for example, when they tried to, like, pour clam juice on Sylvia, she, like, locked herself in the bathroom. And then when she came out and they poured it on her, she started, like, talking about, like, her hair extensions and stuff. I think a lot of people, like, they didn't want people to leave. People would, like, complain to the producers when something bad would happen. But also, they did kind of just, like, pick me to like fuck with. I don't know, maybe like it was because what a lot of the audience wanted to see. So, and also I think that my reactions to it were probably kind of funny, and yeah, they knew that I could handle it, so that's probably why.
Supreme Lucky Man. Supreme Lucky Man.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, thanks for letting me speak. But got a couple things. First, that one night in the kitchen, there was a TTS that came through saying it's Nick from the Discord, and you thought that was your friend from Discord. That was me, because people in the Discord didn't believe who I said I was in chat, so I had to prove it to them. So just to clear up any confusion with that. But then the other thing, I'm just curious if you were fully aware of the pay whale disparity, particularly during the final challenge, where like there were these challenges that were, you know, fairly subjective, right? And then it was left up to a vote, and like, I don't know if you know how the chat polls work, where like you can vote on the poll on the Fish Tank website, but you can give your vote more weight by spending more tokens on it. So like the people who spent the most money got to decide the challenges. And there were these four Josie fans that were spending tens of thousands of dollars on the show, and they like pretty much rigged every subjective poll. Did you know about that? Like, did you have any like suspicion that, oh wow, I outperformed her on this challenge, but I still lost the point? That doesn't make any sense. Like, did you know about that at the time?
I didn't know that you could pay to have your vote have more weight. Yeah, I had no idea about that. I just thought that like it was Josie having like more fans than me, which I think still like that's true. Like she has a lot of fans.
Yeah, but that was compounded by the fact that you could amplify your voice by spending more money. But yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, you know, obviously that's not fair. Like, I think the producers would agree that's not fair too.
Yeah, but... yeah. I think even Sam said at the end, like, oh, the Josie fans are rigging the subjective challenges. Like, he said that in his final monologue, I think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they said it themselves, and that's why they stopped doing polls and, like, couldn't do them as often.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all I had, but you killed it. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Letty Man.
Let's go with the president. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, Letty. It's great to talk to you. It's me, Donald J. Trump. It's amazing to speak with you. I just had a quick question. Who do you think did blackface better, Aesop Fattie or Justin Trudeau?
I don't know, because, well, Airsoft Fatty, he kind of like took it off right away, but Justin Trudeau, he was rocking with it. He had like his tongue out and everything. So I might have to be patriotic and go with Justin Trudeau.
Awesome. Samantha Hyde.
Hi, am I rugged? Am I good?
You're good.
Awesome. Okay, you mentioned, Letty, that the crew were concerned about people leaving earlier. You really went through the ringer on the show. Is there actually any stunt that the producers could have done to get you to leave?
Yeah, I actually was considering leaving at one point, and that was during the, like, immunity challenge. The thing that made me want to leave was that the challenges, I felt like it was rigged. And yeah, that's like, that was the big thing. It was like, I was like, oh, this isn't fair. So like, how am I even going to win this if I stay here, if the challenges are going to be rigged? But then I was like, no, I can't leave because a bunch of TTSs came through and it was like people counting on me and they're like, oh, don't give up. And I'm like, how can I leave if I'm gonna like disappoint all these people by doing it? So I was just like, you know what, I'll stay and I'll play the role that I was given. And then I got up and I started fucking with Josie and Vance because, you know, that's what my role was and that's what everyone wanted me to do. And it wasn't too bad, like, but in terms of like actual pranks they could have done to get me to leave, I mean, all my stuff was like destroyed. I don't know, like they could shave my head and I still probably wouldn't leave. Maybe if they put something, like if they started putting stuff in my food, I would probably leave, like some weird stuff in my food or like laxatives, I would probably leave.
Awesome. Savatic?
Yeah. What's something that you miss from the show that you couldn't wait to get away from? Like something you never thought in a million years you'd be missing? I know it's only been a day, but I'm just curious.
I was actually thinking about being there, and sometimes it is... No, wait, I can't even say this. That makes me sound like retarded. Maybe I did get Stockholm syndrome in a way, because it is nice. It's really, really nice to have someone else structure your days, and like be given like challenges and basically like told what tasks to do, because I struggle with that in my life, like giving myself like my own structure. And like,
that's not very feminist. Come on.
I mean, I was just going to say that it's, like, a lot of people with ADD or ADHD, I know they, like, struggle with that, too. Like, it's really, like, difficult to stay organized and, like, make yourself do the tasks that you need. But, okay, yeah, I did just say that I liked having no freedom. But it wasn't really the no freedom part. It was more, like, having, like, a set structure and things to do. Like, when you go to school, like, your day has, like, a routine and you have, like, a structure. So kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It kind of makes me think of like when being in school and kind of miss that.
Yeah. And then like you're left, like when you graduate school or whatever, and you're an adult, you're left with like your whole life, like stretching out ahead of you. And you're like, well, like, what do I do? For me, there's just like a lot of like different things and I can't decide one. So I really relate to like this quote by like Sylvia Plath from The Bell Jar, where she talks about how she's like sitting under a fig tree and each fig is like an opportunity for her future. Like she could be like a great writer, or she could be an actress, or she could like find like a lover and start a nice family. And then the longer she's sitting under this tree deliberating which fig to pick, the figs start going rotten and falling at her feet. So all these opportunities are like going away just because she can't pick one of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of us feel that way at some point in our lives, for sure.
The Bell Jar is like one of my favorite books of all time. That's a really, really good moment from it.
Yeah, I love that book too. Also, thank you, Stardust, for hosting this space.
Yeah, give props to her for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm completely overwhelmed, so I really appreciate it, guys. And let me know if my mic is still cutting out. I want to go over to Samantha.
Just checking. Am I rugged? Am I good? Solid?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I actually have a few questions. I'm just trying to go through them like one at a time. You brought up The Bell Jar. Are there any books that you'd wish you'd brought into the show?
Hmm. Actually, no, because they would probably get destroyed. So, I was actually glad that I picked, like, random books from my shelf and not actually, like, good books. Because I went to Indigo and I was about to buy some, like, good books that I actually wanted to read. And they were all out of stock. So, that was probably a blessing in disguise. I wanted to read this, like, book about salt. And it's, like, about, like, the history of salt and stuff.
Like wood salt?
Did you want to learn about your haters and how salty they are?
It was just recommended to me because apparently it's a really good book. It's just called, like, Salt or something. Oh, I wanted to get some Atessa Moshfag books. Fuck, I don't know how to say her name. I know that she's, like, kind of like went viral like a year ago or whatever. She writes those like cool femcel books, like My Year of Rest and Relaxation.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting book. I feel like I didn't really understand. I didn't really understand it. I have to reread it, but it's a good read regardless.
Yeah, I really like her writing, and it was the first book in, like, years that really, like, grabbed me. I love, I love books that I can, like, relate to, and especially when it's about, the main character is, like, a girl, and, like, she's, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, she's kind of, like, tired of the, like, I guess I could be wrong here, but, like, kind of what came across to me is that she was just kind of tired of everything around her. I don't know.
Yeah. And I've definitely felt that way before, the way that she felt in the book. And, like, I really, like, relate to that because, I don't know, like, with, like, the whole, like, prescriptions thing and everything, like, I've been through that. So, yeah, I related to it.
Goth Bart.
Hey, so I just want to say, Letty, as an MDE fan, we've only seen Sam cry, I think, a collective 3 times in our lives. That might have been the 3rd or 4th time he was crying while giving the last speech for Fish Tank. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he broke down while giving you your kudos for your acting really meant a lot. It was a great sealer for the show, and it really... kind of broke my heart that I hated you for so long and didn't realize that you were just being good at your job. So I want to say thank you for that. I love you so much, and I will not take any more of your time. Love you.
Okay. Thank you, Goth Bart. That was really crazy to me, too. I did not expect him to cry. And it really, it meant, like, so much to me, like, the things that he said to me, like, it really meant a lot, especially as someone who, just, like, growing up, I thought that he was, like, really funny and stuff and, like, cool. So it was really, really nice to hear that from him.
Fatal, why don't you go ahead?
Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So first thing I just want to say, I hopped into the Fish Tank like 3 weeks later. That was when the whole poo situation in the closet was going down, and so that was my first interaction with anybody. Hilarious. And I just want to say, you know, it was incredible to watch. You guys were great at what you did. You put up with way more than I would. My question for Letty, honestly, the whole Chris versus Letty saga was incredible. You guys got under each other's skins in ways that I never thought possible. Is there any interaction that you had with Chris that you wish you had done a little bit differently?
I do. I wish that I had been more firm with him at the start when he was, like, hitting on me a lot, because I did, like, reject him and say no to him, but I feel like I wasn't really firm with it. The producers were telling him, like, keep going, like, she's just playing hard to get, but I feel like I should have just
really like put my foot down at the start of it.
Well, it's funny because that was the moment that I kind of switched over to the Letty side, because when they were saying, hey, you should hit on him, you should make him feel good, you know, pretend you're interested. And I could see like you didn't want to lead him on. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, well, she's not this evil piss witch that everybody's saying she is. She genuinely has a heart. So,
yeah, I mean, I thank you. I felt like everyone was telling me, like, do it. Like, the production was putting, like, a lot of pressure on me, and you could, like, see that on the cameras. And then, like, Sam or, like, Jason was, like, said that he would give me, like, a fish book, like, $500. Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he said he would give me $500 for a backup from Chris. And so at first I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, I just said yes. But then, like, I thought about it more. And it, like, it just, like, felt, like, so wrong that I just, like, I couldn't. And then when I was sitting on the bed with him, I was like, I can't. Like, I do not want to lead him on. I don't want him to get the wrong idea. Like, he's a real person. Like, and I know that this is a show. But, like, that would be too far for me. So when, like, Trauma or like Tax took me into the room and like started talking about it to me, I like, it was just a very, very uncomfortable situation for me. And then like, yeah, I like that made me feel really bad on the show. But yeah
that really did come across. So it's refreshing to see people still have morals, and our piss witch is one of them. So thank you so much for answering my questions.
Window Licker.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hi, Letty. I just wanted to start by saying I'm a day one Letty Chud. I've been in the trenches defending your honor since this show started, and I think you did amazing. You stood your ground and didn't break, and that's really commendable. And a lot of us are really proud of you. Now, my question, was there any point at all in the show where you thought you couldn't handle the heat and wanted to leave?
Thank you. At one point that I was in a really weird mental state was after, like, the weed smoking thing, when everyone was telling me I was getting kicked off the show. I kind of knew that it wasn't real, but at the same time, like, I don't know, they're really good at their job. Like, they're good at, like, gaslighting.
Right.
So I did feel, like, actually guilty about it. And, like, just that whole day I was in kind of, like, a weird mental state. And then Frank came and poured toilet water on me, like, 3 times. And that's a point where I was just like, oh, my God, this is, like a lot. And I went down to the basement, and it wasn't even, like, I was going to say, like, you know, I thought we weren't supposed to do that, like, with, like, all that stuff. But the main thing I went into the basement for was because I wanted to just, like, be in a private space where I could, like, cry. And that's, like, a point that I felt, like, really low. But then, you know, I felt better after that.
I feel like there was a lot of points, like, you know, Sylvia throwing, you know, the pen at your face, or Chris spitting in your face. Like, did any of them apologize for that?
Sylvia did not apologize for throwing the vape at my forehead.
Expected.
Chris did apologize for spitting in my face. But at first, he tried to pretend like it was just for the bit, and it was like, come on, man. It's not, like, you lost your cool. But then he did admit that he did that out of anger, and he did apologize for that. And I thought that was too far, too. Like, at that point, I was like, what the fuck? Like, how are they letting this happen? Because, like, that's, like, I don't know. I thought that was really messed up.
Yeah, I would have been terrified if Chris was charging at me the way he did you. That was pretty... Yeah. Funny as fuck. But also,
yeah,
are you excited for your role in World Peace 2?
Yes, I'm really excited, because I'm just thinking, like, wow, this is, like, a show that was, like, one of my favorites when I was, like, a teenager, and now I'm gonna be in it. Like, that's
Yeah, that's got to be amazing.
Yeah, it is so crazy to me. I'm like, oh my god, I never thought this would happen. And like, I was calling my friend before I came on the show, and I was like, you know that guy who's like, sketch I showed you, like I forced you to watch? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm gonna be on his show. And she's like, what the fuck? So yeah, it is really crazy to me, and I'm really happy about it.
Sweet. Just one last thing. Yeah, we made that playlist. I can send you the link, so you can join it and you can add songs to it. Just I DM'd you, so if you want to check that out, just check your DMs.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I love you, lady.
I'll probably make my I love you too. I would probably make my own playlist, and then I also listen to your guys' playlist just so that like they're separate, but not like instantly, because I'm like overwhelmed with a lot of different stuff right now.
Yeah, you know, whenever you get to it, it's fine.
Awesome. You know, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, other stuff that I thought was kind of too far on the show was, and like I told Jet this like in the basement and like on camera and stuff, was when Chip was like it might have been funny, but like when Chip was laying on the bed and then Jet was like, oh, like have some like more alcohol, and then he made like Josie do that and like give him more. I didn't like that joke. I didn't think it was funny.
Letty's top guy.
Hello, can everyone hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I just want to piggyback off another point somebody else mentioned, like you making Sam cry. You made me cry. I'm sure that was a crazy time, but I'm actually the person who sent the TTS a couple days ago saying that there's like four losers sending like 40K or 70K mm-hmm. or whatever, spending 70K trying to break you, and it's like it's still not working. And like how that's kind of crazy. It was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even like looked at the website, so I don't know. Was it actually four people? Like how could you see like who sends the TTSs?
Well, it was something like that. Like there was a couple people, like I'm sure there was people spending thousands of dollars. And so like that is not an exaggeration, but that was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, they're kind of losers for doing that. I don't know. Like, but why are you so invested in me?
Another thing I wanted to mention was, like, the Bible and the washing machine thing. Like, people got so mad. Like, I was telling the chuds in the group chat, I was like, this is not going to end well. Like, this is going to make her look bad. John's going to go ballistic. Like, I literally said that. And, of course, that happens. But, you know, people got mad, which is understandable why they get mad at you. But it's not understandable that they don't get annoyed at the production and everyone else, only exclusively you, which makes absolutely no sense. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually like I didn't want to do that, and after I did it I instantly felt guilty. So I do like regret doing that. Yeah, like I felt bad like right after I did that. But yeah.
Mr. Letty Chud, 2023.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I just wanted to say it was fucking insane. Like the whole thing was just insane to watch. I've been a day one watcher, and it was said before, but I came into the show not wanting to like anybody. Like, I liked the idea of, I mean, it makes me sound sick, but I liked the idea of just seeing eight people get fucked with for 42 mm-hmm. days straight. But the camping arc, literally, it just changed everything. And my favorite moment was when you were drunk mogging everybody. When you were like fucking blackout, that was hysterical. But I do have a couple questions. I'm only going to ask one now and then send it to somebody else. But mm-hmm. I wanted to see, other than the finale challenge, what was the hardest challenge that you thought? And then also, what was your favorite challenge to do?
Okay, the hardest challenge other than the finale. I would actually probably say the gangster challenge was the hardest for me because I do not know how to act like a gangster. I felt like I was cringing at myself the whole time that I was doing that, and I was like, oh my god, like, what am I doing? And I just, like, wanted that challenge to end because I just hated it. And then I was, like, I was also stuck with Chris, and he was, like, you know, just, like, sitting on the bed with me, and I was like, oh, this is just, like, just end this already.
It kind of felt like we were watching a weird sitcom, like, of, like, two gang members, like, who want to get out of the trap and, like, better their lives, but you wanted to stay in, and he was like, oh, but we could go and buy some land and shit, and it was just really funny.
Yeah, I don't know, it was, like, it was hard for me to navigate because of, like, the relationship with Chris, like, outside of the challenge, and how the challenge, like, made that, like, even more, because, like, they said I was, like, his trap wife or whatever, so it was, because I was trying to do the challenge, and at the same time, like, not make Chris, like, think anything weird, so yeah, that was very, very difficult, and then my favorite challenge, you know what, I actually really liked the challenge on the first week where we had to write a comedy sketch. I loved, like, writing it, working with everyone, and, like, directing it. It was really fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. But thank you. I'm going to pass it off to somebody else, and then I'll come back later.
We'll go to somebody else.
Somebody else.
Hey. I just wanted to say that I was, like, rooting for you from the beginning, and especially after the whole Daniel incident, and when, you know, nobody stood up for you or defended you, and how you spoke for yourself. I just thought, like, I was actually, like, proud of you. I thought you, when you said shame on you to everybody, like, you had a spine of steel. That was, like, awesome. So I was, like, definitely behind you after that. And I don't know, somebody touched on the question that I wanted to ask, which was about how you felt, you know, when Sam gave his speech at the end, because I felt like you finally, like, got that acknowledgement that you needed, that, like, you know, you were serving that sort of role for the show. You became a part of it as much as the producers, like, and you were getting that acknowledgement. But since you kind of already commented on that, I guess I wanted to ask then, like, how did you feel leaving the house after and, like, chilling with everybody? Because it must have felt like such a relief, and everybody, especially, like, since the show had wrapped and stuff, and you all got to be, like, a part of that and just kind of breathe and chill.
Leaving the house, everyone was so happy. Like, we were all just, like, standing in a circle in the backyard. And, like, Josie, like, kept looking at me and, like, smiling. Like, she was super happy. And it was really, like, adorable to see. And, like, everyone, like, it was a great moment because everyone was just, like, complimenting each other and, like, saying, like, how they're, like, proud of each other for the work they did on the show. Like, everyone was, like, thanking Jet. And it was, like a weight off of everyone's shoulders, but also being outside, I did feel, like, really weird. It was like things were, like, popping out at me, like the colors were so bright, and, like, I was like, whoa this is kind of trippy right now, like, whoa. So that's how I felt, and now I'm, like, more used to it, and, like, I want to be going outside more during the summer. And also I wanted to say to you, thank you so much for, like, seeing me during that, like, when I did talk to everyone and stand up for myself after the Damiel thing, because I realized no one was going to do it for me, that was, like, pretty difficult, and I thought that, like, I really thought that I didn't have, like, many fans at all, because TTS was just constantly hating on me, so I was like, whatever, like, I'll stand my ground and say what I want to say, and, like, I'm glad that people saw that and, like, you know, like, rooted for me.
Yeah, I I'll just like finish by saying that I just thought you were very strong and like that was really cool. And I'll be cheesy for a second too and say like my life didn't start until I was 23, so don't like sweat that either.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for that.
How about Dr. Phil My Nuts?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Also, wait, I wanted to say I'm probably like I have to go in like probably like 6 minutes because I want to go eat dinner and get some stuff.
No problem. You know, we really appreciate you being here, and obviously there will be tons of more opportunities for all of us to talk to you again. So yeah. Dr. Phil My Nuts, why don't you finish us off here?
I just wanted to say that I really related to your like neat speech story about how you went through that rut of not really having the motivation to do anything. I relate to that. I went through the same thing when I was younger, and slowly overcame it, and it was really nice and inspiring to see somebody else that I could relate to in the show. I also kind of went through a very similar situation. But yeah, thank you for everything.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that to me, and I'm glad that like I could make someone feel that way. I might make another official neat speech. I don't know. Should I like make a YouTube video about it or something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, whatever you feel, you know. I bet a bunch of people are, you know, waiting for your next move. So
yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing what you do with the community and everything.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I probably won't do much for the next couple weeks just because I won't be home, but I'll still like try to do stuff.
Will you try to do an Instagram live?
Yeah, I was gonna do one tonight, but I don't know what I should really talk about. Probably just reply to like the people talking.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's just so many people who are going to have questions and going to want to like talk to you and talk about how they related to you. And I don't know, I do want to let you go soon since you do want to eat dinner. I'm sorry to the people that we didn't get to.
Let me go next. Let me go next.
Nah,
he doesn't have to.
Fuck off. Yeah, I want to end stuff on a nice note here. We'll probably have, you know, plenty more opportunities here. So, Letty, do want to give you props. You had the most extreme character arc. You quite literally were the martyr for a good group of people. You know, you were carrying the burden of being the villain on the show, and watching somebody go from being the one person that everybody's picking on to like their own force of nature and just fucking with everybody and not giving a fuck. That was like something that was amazing to see. And I think everybody here was super inspired by it. Everybody knows what it's like to be the underdog, what it's like to be the odd one out. And just watching you overcome is hugely inspiring, and you should be super proud of yourself. And I hope you have a great night.
Well, thank you so much. Like, that really means a lot to me, and like what everyone has been saying in general, but that does mean a lot to me. I'm really happy that I made people feel that way, like feel inspired and stuff, because I never thought that I could do that. And I am proud of myself. Yeah, I'm just really happy right now. Like, I really like you guys. I mean, but I really do. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just repeating myself, but I can't, like, really put into words how much it means. And I love the Letty Chuds. And also, Stardust, thank you so much for hosting this and like organizing it and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without my co-hosts. And thank you, everybody who was super patient. I know we didn't get to all the people who wanted to speak, and I'm super sorry about that. It's just so many people are in the space, and so many requests are coming through that, like, the space is completely bugged out for me. But I do appreciate everybody who's come in here, contributed, been a listener, been a speaker. You guys are great. And yeah, we'll, I'm sure, do plenty more of these things in the future. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for taking part in this.
Hey, Letty, do you think you could set me up with Dasha? I think we'd be great together.
Yo, Letty, what's your address? What's your live address right now? I'm just curious.
I will say the space was 1,000 people listening in.
Letty, let's go. Ty wants to rap with you. Simon wants to.
Okay. Too many people speaking at once. We're all floor pigs. Sorry. Of course I stumbled on that word. We're all floor pigs. All of us are floor pigs. We are all floor pigs on this blessed day. Floor pig nation. You know, carry on, guys. And yeah, you know what? Fine, we'll unmute everybody, and you guys can all speak at the same time. That's the way to do this.
Yeah, everybody, let's speak hell over yeah. one another right now.
Okay. Hello.
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 You guys can come to my hotel room, and we can party.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay, come over. But don't actually. But maybe.
No, anyway. we're all on our way.
Yeah, like Stardust said, thank you to everyone for being here and contributing, and especially the hosts and the co-hosts. But yeah, I'm gonna go eat now. Don't come find me, but maybe do, but don't do that.
Do you live in Toronto? Why do you lie about being from Alberta? Want to meet up?
I didn't say I'm from Joey. Alberta. Okay. All right, I'm curious.
All right, let's let Joey, her go. Let's let her eat dinner, that. Okay?
Okay.
Just like. Okay. Let's eat dinner. All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you, bye. Stardust.
Thank you.
And remember to thanks, follow Lord. Everybody who's speaking and in the space. Really, really greatly appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.